and welcome all our esteemed viewers to this edition of Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. For worldwide coverage, join us online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, the United Nations unveils a handbook to help support people with special needs. In education news, college students in the United States will be getting more financial aid. In environmental news, British biofuel leaders call for the implementation of a sustainability standard. In health news, research shows that exercise is really good for us. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October 23rd, Anita Roddick was born in England in 1942. Dame Roddick founded the Body Shop, one of the first stores to use natural ingredients, free of animal testing, and to promote fair trade with developing nations. The Body Shop grew to an international success. Dame Roddick continued to express her interest in world welfare by creating Children on the Edge, COTE, an organization to help children in many different countries. She was appointed by Queen Elizabeth II to Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire in 2003. She passed on in September this year. Today, on her birthday, we remember Dame Anita Roddick, a compassionate philanthropist and a gentle soul.
News. News from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Formosa. On Thursday, October 25th, the 14th anniversary of the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, our Formosan Association members will hold an event at the Taipei Youth Activity Center to celebrate the recently published book, The Dogs in My Life, by Supreme Master Qinghai. As a beautifully illustrated two-volume set, The Dogs in My Life unfolds to tell the tale of the loving friendship between Supreme Master Qinghai and her dog angels. Their stories and personalities are colorfully portrayed through lively pictures and delightful captions. This book, along with Supreme Master Qinghai's bestseller, The Birds in My Life, is available at over 400 major bookstores throughout Formosa, as well as online at www.smchbooks.com. and also at www.amazon.com.
A seminar will also be held titled Sue Pet Angels, featuring respected and knowledgeable experts in the area of animal protection and care. The general public is invited to attend this special event to share in the cherished relationship between humans and our precious animal companions. Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for conveying the deep love of our animal friends through the book, The Dogs in My Life. May our expanding awareness from books such as these bring a harmonious coexistence and greater understanding among all Earth's inhabitants.
Lion News. Palestine welcomes roadmap to peace with Israel. During a visit to Malaysia, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas stated on Sunday that Palestine is ready to fully implement plans for peace and independent statehood with Israel. President Abbas was meeting with Malaysian Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi to affirm a unified stance in the upcoming Middle East Peace Conference, which Malaysia will also be attending as head of the Organization of Islamic Conference. Thank you, Your Excellencies, for your noble pursuit of a peaceful accord. May heaven abundantly bless your endeavors and those of all in establishing lasting harmony and stability in the Middle East.
Flying news. Britain prepares for a diplomatic mission to Iran. The United Kingdom plans to send a parliamentary delegation to Iran in November to strengthen relations between the two countries and work toward diplomatic policies. Fabian Hamilton, a Foreign Affairs Committee member of the UK House of Commons, stated, Prime Minister Gordon Brown and Foreign Minister David Miliband have both urged a diplomatic approach to Iran. They believe they can fully cooperate with Iran's Supreme National Security Council Secretary. Thank you, Britain, for your commitment to peaceful diplomacy with Iran. May your visit be welcomed in the spirit of trusting friendship.
Fly-in news. The European Union donates 3 million euros to aid disaster victims in Peru and Paraguay. Peru endured an earthquake in August and is just coming out of its coldest winter in 30 years. Half of the European grant will provide food aid and other forms of assistance to 60,000 Peruvians affected by the extreme conditions. The other half will provide food aid, shelter, and other goods to 40,000 people affected by drought and wildfires in Paraguay. Thank you and God bless European Commission for your loving kindness to the disaster victims of Paraguay and Peru. May God bless them with a speedy return to normal life.
Lion News. Afghan President arrives in London. A four-day official visit to Great Britain commenced yesterday for Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai. The President is scheduled to meet Queen Elizabeth II and Prime Minister Gordon Brown for discussions to strengthen the country's bilateral relations, as well as to discuss Britain's role in Afghanistan's reconstruction. During the trip, President Karzai will also address members of the Oxford Union, a world-famous debating society associated with Oxford University. We wish you a friendly and fruitful visit, President Karzai. May heaven bless Afghanistan and Great Britain with harmony, prosperity, and peace.
Fly-in News. U.S. middle school students create proposed no-smoking ordinance. In Pearland, Texas, USA, a group of sixth grade students from Sabladura Middle School wrote a municipal no-smoking measure and gathered enough signatures that it is now on a Pearland ballot. The proposed ordinance prohibits all smoking in public buildings and bans smoking within 25 feet of all building entrances. Congratulations and God bless Sabladura Middle School students for your young leadership in initiating positive change. We hope your proposed ordinance passes with an A and flying colors.
Flying news. New cars in Europe will have carbon emissions warnings. In an effort to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, Europe is requiring all advertisements for autos to include a cigarette-style health warning about their environmental impact. At least 20% of advertisement space will be dedicated to presenting the vehicle's fuel economy and CO2 emissions data. Ads must have color-coded labels to indicate the emissions levels of the vehicle in question. Manufacturers producing cars with poor emission ratings will be fined up to 7,000 euro per vehicle, which in turn will fund research into more efficient autos. Thank you, Europe, for this green initiative to help your citizens make environmentally conscious decisions when buying a car. May heaven smile upon your efforts to make the planet a healthier place.
Lion News. American film star Scarlett Johansson gives to Sri Lankan school children. The Hollywood actress donated an undisclosed amount of money to support a school for Dalit children in Sri Lanka. Ms. Johansson recently traveled to Sri Lanka with the international charitable organization Oxfam. Of her visit, she said the most gratifying opportunity was visiting a Dalit school. The Dalit community in Sri Lanka is considered the lowest status in the caste system. Hopefully, the money I have given will financially support the school there for the next 3 years. Thank you and God bless Scarlett Johansson for your kind support for the Dalit children of Sri Lanka. A star of beauty and compassion, may you shine forever bright through your noble heart. May heaven bless the Dalit children with health, happiness, and opportunity.
Brian News. Iran achieves innovation in microsurgery. Iranian oral surgeons have begun using an innovative microscopic technique for the first time to perform certain procedures such as gum surgery and dental implants. Microsurgery is known for its benefits of a quicker recovery time as well as reduced pain for patients. Congratulations, Iranian doctors, for bringing your dental patients the best care. May Allah bless your continued excellent services.
Flyin News. German study shows link between longevity and glucose restriction. Results of a study on cell metabolism carried out by German scientists at the University of Jena revealed that restricting glucose in the diet may be associated with a longer life. In the study, a reduced glucose intake resulted in a longevity increase of up to 20%. Study spokesman Michael Risto noted that in human terms, this gain would mean an additional 15 years of life. Thank you, University of Jena scientists, for these illuminating health findings. May your future endeavors be blessed with discoveries of benefits such as these.
Flyin News. Clean gasoline lowers U.S. crime rate. According to American economist Jessica Reyes, the crime rate in the U.S. has followed the pattern of the level of lead in gasoline. Lead is a harmful substance that can lower children's intelligence and may contribute to violent behavior. It was gradually removed by the Clean Air Act, and in the following decade, the rate of violent crime in the country dropped by more than 50%. Thank you, Dr. Reyes, for your perceptive analysis. Hats off to the U.S. for the Clean Air Act that has helped both nature and society.
Flyin News. Indian family receives philanthropy award in honor of Andrew Carnegie. India's Tata family on Saturday received the Carnegie Medal of Philanthropy, which recognizes those who have dedicated their private wealth to the public good. Each year, the Tata family donates 8 to 14% of the company's net profits to various areas, including medicine, research and science, and has also funded pioneering institutions throughout India in social sciences as well as cancer research and treatment. In his acceptance of the award, Ratan Tata said that his family is happy to help in some small way and that their support would continue. Thank you and heaven bless the Tata family for your compassionate and generous contributions. May the divine grace bestow all people in India with comfort, peace, and happiness.
Flyin News. Liberia's president wins AfriCare Award for humanitarian service. The Bishop Walker Humanitarian Dinner was held in Washington, D.C., USA on October 18th. The annual event brings together people who are dedicated to improving the lives and well-being of the people of Africa. This year's guest of honor was Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Africa's first democratically elected female head of state. At the event, President Johnson Sirleaf received the 2007 Bishop Walker Humanitarian Award from AfriCare. Congratulations, Your Excellency, on the award. And thank you, AfriCare, for working towards sustainable development in Africa.
That's the majority of those like my own in sub-Saharan Africa.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Korea, our association members from Seoul Center participated in the World Vegetarian Day held in downtown Seoul. They prepared about 30 kinds of delicious and nutritious vegetarian delicacies for attendees at the event. About 1,000 guests, including people visiting Korea, tasted the foods and had very good responses. Some of our association members were wearing animal costumes, and some others brought their dogs and cats to show people that animals are our wonderful friends.
The event was introduced in the media, often with headlines such as Alternative Living with Vegetarianism. As our association's ongoing Alternative Living project continues in Korea, people are quite familiar with the term alternative living, with the media now using it to refer to adopting a vegetarian diet. Some of the people interviewed were very positive about vegetarianism.
It's wonderful. We just walked up that lovely stream, which is fantastic. And to have this beautiful food is fantastic. Yeah, it's lovely. Very, very nice. No, we're from Australia. Vegetarian is much more healthy.
채식 진짜 어렵지 않죠. 거의 다 우리 저희는 유기농으로 길러서 먹고 있는 집이라서.
We thank God for giving us a loving alternative living and pray that everyone around the world will enjoy the noble and compassionate vegetarian diet.
In world news, the United Nations Human Rights Office has unveiled a new handbook on the rights of people with special needs. There are 650 million people with disabilities worldwide. The new guide is entitled Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and its Optional Protocol. Dr. Louise Arbour, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, said that the handbook can help address the challenges that many people with disabilities have experienced worldwide. Thank you, and God bless the United Nations for launching this new handbook to benefit the lives of God's children. Up next on Noteworthy News, college students in the USA get financial assistance. We'll have a little quiet time with God. Be right back, so please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I am Shelley DeTotal, here to share with you some tips on saving water. As water is one of the most important resources on our planet, it's good to conserve it whenever we can. By using rainwater for laundry and garden use, we could substantially reduce our use of water. For starters, we can have a couple of water bottles outside our house collecting rain. This will save hundreds of gallons of water for your garden, washing your car, and other jobs around the house. Thank you for watching, and now it's time for worldwide weather.
In education news, college students in the United States are set to benefit from a $20 billion U.S. dollar financial aid bill. The College Cost Reduction and Access Act was signed by President Bush. This new bill will increase the maximum amount of financial assistance that a student can receive. Also, it will lower the interest rates of student loans. U.S. Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings welcomed the new bill, stating that such grants are the most effective way to help students in greatest need of financial aid. Thank you, and God bless the United States for your support of college students in need of financial assistance to fulfill their educational goals. May heaven grace the students with success in their chosen studies and professions.
In environmental news, British biofuel leaders call for sustainability standards. Leaders in Britain's biofuel industry are encouraging the government to create mandatory standards to ensure that biofuels used in Britain are truly carbon neutral. Also, these regulations would serve to protect both wildlife and rainforests during the production of this alternative energy source. Graham Hilton, chairman of the EIC Renewable Transport Fuels Working Group, said that the United Kingdom could take a leading role in advocating an international agreement on biofuel production standards. Thank you, United Kingdom and British biofuel leaders, for your efforts to ensure eco-friendliness of this clean energy source. May your endeavors be blessed with success for the well-being of all. Stay tuned to hear about a study that proves exercise is good for health. We'll take a quick stroll and be right back after these brief messages. This is Supreme Master Television, and you're watching Noteworthy News.
This November 16th, a new era of positive television programming will commence as Supreme Master Television launches on 9 additional satellites to reach hundreds of millions of viewers on 4 more continents: Asia, Africa, Australia, and the Americas. From America to China, to Australia to Africa, current worldwide viewers will be able to watch Supreme Master Television's premiere via satellite in their countries. North America, Galaxy 25, 97 degrees west. South America, Hispasat, 30 degrees west. And Intelsat 907, 27.5 degrees west. Asia, ABS, 75 degrees east. AsiaSat 2, 100.5 degrees east. AsiaSat 3S, 105.5 degrees east. Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3/D2, 152 degrees east. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, 25.5 degrees east. Africa, Intelsat 10, 68.5 degrees east. Be sure to tune in to Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In health news, a natural way to lift your spirits. Most of us know people who say that exercise makes them feel much better in every way and always encourage us to exercise. Well, it turns out that they may be right after all. New research headed by Dr. James A. Blumenthal, a professor of psychology at Duke University in North Carolina, USA, has shown that regular exercise can be just as effective as antidepressants in boosting mental well-being. A placebo-controlled clinical trial was conducted to compare exercise with antidepressants for treatment of major depression. The research showed a similar proportion of improvement for the group taking a prescribed antidepressant and the group who exercised. Thank you, Dr. Blumenthal, for your research that affirms the health benefits of exercise. May heaven bless all with inner peace and joy.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Bad Influence.
Mm-hmm. 我看人家小镇的那种，我还是夸张自己给人家知道他了不起是什么样。人家跑到另外的那个寺庙，他问呢，你们在这边都修行什么啊？跑到那边说，哎呀，各修各的嘛，啊，你们这边去拜啊，谁要修行修什么啦？啊，一天上站呐，怎样怎样都可以啊，啊。他说为什么这边这些都不严格嘛，修行什么都不严格啊。啊，那个强师说啊，没什么关系嘛，各有各的嘛，慢慢排的人，慢慢排的人，快点也没关系啊，那都好啊，都会成果啊。然后那个客人来就是说，那如果有一个人他啊，整天整晚都是讲道而已，然后一天去唱，过午不吃，晚上也不睡觉，吃饭的时候也想得到，走路也想得到，啊，行动坐卧都想到道，那如果用。修行很认真，一尘不染，你认为如何呢？那个行者就说：“我们这边不留那种客人。
”And now for our viewers' hardline. This hardline was sent by Dr. Antal from Hungary.
Dear Supreme Master Television.I should like know what is the program and how can I see it. Dr. Sándor Antal.
Dear Dr. Antal, we're happy to hear from you. Supreme Master Television is a free-to-air station that broadcasts positive news and uplifting programs 24 hours a day, every day of the year. We recently celebrated our one-year anniversary thanks to immense grace of God and loving encouragement of our beautiful viewers around the world.From Hungary, you can access our programs via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. If you're traveling outside of Europe, the Middle East or Northern Africa, you may also view us online at suprememastertv.com. We wish you happy viewing and welcome your comments about our programs. May God bless you and your loved ones.
Do you have a heartline today?It's been a joy to share with you positive news that is happening around the world. Please send any inspirational news from your part of the world to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
Our programs are accessible 24 hours a day and 7 days a week online at suprememastertv.com.
May God bless you with happiness and love. We'll see you soon.